The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Listen. Listen now to Jesus, maker of the earth and sky. Is he not the one who frees us from the fear that we may die? Listen, listen now to Jesus, loving whom he did betroth. Oh, the price he paid to seize us, not with charm, but blood and oath. Listen, listen now to Jesus, though his words at first dismay. Love aims not at first to please us. Lovers, lovers learn his way. Listen how he gives an answer to the Sadducees on death. Does a marriage end with cancer? Does a covenant need breath? Listen to his painful teaching for the lover and his wife, like a surgeon slowly reaching for the deeply piercing knife. Were the skeptics only jesting when they spoke of seven dead? What was this but clever testing? Here is what the Master said. Go and learn your Bibles better and the power of the Lord. You have stumbled on the letter and the spirit you've ignored. Seven husbands had this lady. Each one died, and then the wife. Now you ask your questions weighty. What about the afterlife? I will tell you what's intended. In the resurrection day, marriage bonds will all be ended as you've known them on the way. You will be like angels crying, holy, all with one accord, ever living, never dying, in the presence of the Lord. Thus he spoke the words of glory. And should they be grief to me? How shall I regard this story on our anniversary? Shall I hear this as a blessing in the presence of my wife? What indeed are we expressing by the union of our life? Does this mean what we've been making in these 30 years of love will be ended by the taking, one of us in death above? All the fabric we have woven tenderly with fragile thread, will it all at last be cloven with one blow when we are dead? Will the metal we are forging in the furnaces of pain be like fluid waste disgorging and our suffering in vain? Did he not himself remind us how God made us so to mesh male and female? He combined us. Two have now become one flesh. Did he not with words of wonder tell us what the Lord designs? Let no mortal put asunder what Almighty God combines. Or was this but for the reason we might see that God creates marriage only for a season, then the Maker separates? What becomes then of the meaning, you the church and I the Christ, if when death is intervening, head and body then are sliced? Is the covenant so brittle, death can break it, make it loss? Would this marriage not belittle what Christ purchased on the cross? If grim death nor life can sever Jesus from his blood-bought bride, why would not his wisdom ever make our marriage coincide? Then you spoke to me and blended mind to mind. Did Jesus say, marriage bonds will all be ended as you've known them on the way? Could it be then he would answer, all is not dissolved by death? Something does survive the cancer. Covenants do not need breath. Something dies, and yet prevailing, something lives beyond the earth. Will our union still travailing not yield heaven one more birth? Though we be like angels crying holy round the throne above, there will be more beauty flying for the triumphs of our love. Heaven will preserve the glory graven in our lives with tears. Else would God not tell the story of his grace for 30 years. You have never loved me vainly, nor have I rejoiced for naught. God will tell this story plainly. This is what the bridegroom bought. This Noel has been well spoken. How I love your healing light. Often when my wing is broken, you have given back my flight. Now, come let us be a-flying, like the angels in our love, burning, shining, ever crying holy to the Lord above. If we make him our vocation, while we have our common breath, Christ alone in adoration, we will never part in death. Three small candles in their place, each a decade full of grace. Jesus, thanks for 30 years. Triumph over all my fears. Let the fire of candle 4 light the path to 30 more. And when those are spent and past, let us fly to you at last.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.